It was really, that was work, whatever. Now overall, the day went really good for us. We ran good, and not only that, I mean, it's pretty cool what the whole Meyer family puts on here. You know, it's cool for the fans, it's cool for the racers. I mean, overall, it's just a fun weekend, and it's only Friday. So to be able to be up there on the saddle and have a little fun, you know, and get the extra cast, it's very cool. You know, it's a little bragging rights. I mean, we've kind of had little bragging rights all season, so to just get the cash on top of that, you know, it's good for the whole team. And to go 1-2 with Ed, that's awesome for all of us.
So if you stay number one, you're going to have your 12th number one of the year, which is the most that any bike person has ever had. What's that mean?
Oh, that means a lot, especially to pass up Matt Hines that had that record before. So, yeah, if I'm able to hold on to number one and get that, that's going to mean a lot to me. It'll mean a lot to everyone at the shop, you know, and we're happy to keep it under the same roof. So, I mean, that alone is just, it's very cool. And I got to give up all the credit to Andrew and all those guys back at the shop, you know, at Vance and Hines. They work their butt off day and night, and it shows on the racetrack.
As good as you've been running, I know you're a team player. How good is it to feel, see Eddie back there, number two, where he belongs?
Oh, it feels really good. You know, he's not far behind me. So, you know, like when we had St. Louis, had the Vance Hines final. That was very cool, you know, to battle against Eddie, basically one of my teachers all season. And to go out there, and we had a really good final, and to be out here and so far qualified 1-2, it just means a lot, you know, for him, for me. And I'm glad to see him up there. You know, he's kind of been struggling a little bit all season, and he's getting a good handle on his motorcycle, and it's showing. And I think Sunday's going to be good. So he's still searching for that 50th, and I'm sure I hope he gets it. Yeah, right?
I don't have a good serious question since your performance has been so consistently strong all year long. So on the parade down, they've got you holding a check, a big check, $5,000, and then they show you the briefcase full of cash for $5,000, and then they take the briefcase away. Was it all confusing?
A little bit, you know, but they said they'll bring it back. So,
it looked like a lot more than 5,000. Was it all in ones?
No, it was all hundreds.
So, Gage, I mean, how do you keep from getting bored when you're clearly in a different zip code from the rest of the field?
I think I just focus on trying to keep doing what I've been doing. You know, can't take it for granted. I can't come out here and assume I'm going to, you know, be at the top. You know, I got an awesome motorcycle, but as soon as I assume something or expect something to happen, it's going to bite me in the butt. And so I think every weekend I come to every race and give myself a new challenge as far as riding-wise, or, you know, it's little stuff, trying to help Andrew as far as tuning and so on. So I think that's kind of the biggest thing.
That Gage Herrera is the only guy that's been able to beat you this year. I mean, how tough of a competition is he?
He's very tough. I think he's the hardest one. No, I give myself I kind of pride on myself a lot to, you know, to be as consistent as can be, you know, on the shift points and riding, and, you know, I beat myself up quite a bit, and I think that's what helps me every lap.
So, do you think that by this point in the season you would still have the position and the gap on the field? Even though I think the gap has tightened a little bit in some cases, but, I mean, did you feel like you'd still be sitting here practically?
Honestly, no. After Sonoma, when me and Matt ran within a thousandth, I honestly thought he figured something out or found something, and I thought he was gonna be all in, you know, like he always is. And he's been struggling a little bit now, and now with Angie crashing, you know, his mind, I'm sure, is not all there. Which, I mean, if I was in his shoes, I wouldn't be either, you know. And so, like I said, I honestly no. I really thought it was gonna be a lot tighter battle between, you know, at least the top four. Because, I mean, everyone stepped up. Ed stepped up. Chase stepped up. Hector. So, I mean, it's been good. You know, and like I said, I thought it was going to be a lot closer.
You know, a lot's been made about you running six races last year and foregoing your rookie of the year. Did those six runs really help you get ready for this year? Or you look back and go, you wish you'd have done it differently?
I think that subject's kind of bittersweet. You know, I think if I didn't run those six races last year, I wouldn't be in the situation I am. So I look at it that way. But at the same time, you know, I wish I could have been running for rookie of the season. It would have been cool. It's a cool opportunity that NHRA gives, and unfortunately I'm not able to be a part of it, but at the same time I'm happy to be out here, and like I said, if I didn't run those six races, I really don't think I would be here.
Probably wouldn't put Cherry Rookie of the
Nope.
Thanks, Gage.
Thank you.